Kylene is feeling like a different person when not sleeping enough or well, having headaches, feeling low energy, sadness, depression, no motivation, and that the brain hurts and is wondering, why is this? As well as, isn't this actually evidence that insomnia does affect our health? This is what we look at in today's episode of Mining the Comments. Hope you'll find this really, really helpful. This is something I've pondered a lot, and I'm happy to share this today. But before we jump in, two quick announcements. As I kind of shared last Friday, this price change of bedtime is in effect. It is now $189.99 on the App Store or Google Play, which I hope will allow more people to try it if you think it's a fit for you, as well as, you know, use it for more than a short period of time if you think that is helpful to you. Speaking of which, a lot of people really liked our small group discussion, which was 2 weeks ago. And therefore, I decided to do a second one, which is going to be on Thursday. So on Thursday, we're going to have a 90-minute small group discussion at noon Pacific time. And there are 6 slots available. And what, you know, the theme is going to be learning from speed bumps. And if you're not familiar with the channel, speed bump is basically what we often think of as like, a setback, you know, or a regression, you know. So I hope that theme will be really helpful, but mostly it's going to be a discussion. And again, last time it was very popular. I have not shared this anywhere else, not on Instagram, not on the any other social media or in our newsletter, because, you know, YouTube is where it all started. It's kind of a special platform for me. So if this sounds interesting to you, in the description, there's a link where you can take one of those spots. So with that said, let us jump into this comment from Kylene. It is on the video. It's from the Herd Online episode from this week where I talked about the immune system. And Kylene says the following. Hi, this might be a dumb question. Not at all. But I understand that there is no real science to back up that sleep can cause low functioning immune system as well as causing other health decline, diseases, etc., which is honestly so good to read, considering I have, like so many others who'd struggle with sleep, worried myself over these concerns. Just going to pause there real quick and say I'm so, so glad, because of course that is the entire, you know, that's the purpose of the whole Herd Online series, really. All right. However, I'm curious about sleep and the fact that I do feel it makes me a different person the next day when I don't get enough or quality the night before. Low energy, lack of motivation, feeling depressed, sad, anxious, hopeless, etc. My question is this what can actually impact our health? Not insomnia specifically, but what lack of sleep does to our daily well-being. I don't feel like myself when I don't get rest. My brain hurts, I'm depleted, and it makes me wonder if this can cause health decline in any way. Kylene, I want to thank you for asking this question, which I'm sure many others have as well. And we are going to, you know, there's sort of like 3 questions I really want to answer here. One is, can like insomnia affect our health? Can poor well-being affect our health as well? And then what I really want to talk about here is like, why do you and many others feel this way after not sleeping so much or not having quality sleep? So let's jump right in and look at the first one. So can sleep struggles, aka insomnia, affect our health? And, you know, to me, this really brings up like a call for clarification in terms of what do we mean by when we say health. This is often not well defined because it can mean sort of 2 things. Sometimes health can mean, you know, just kind of how we feel. Sometimes health can mean well-being, and sometimes health can mean things like, you know, diabetes, you know, cancer, stroke, like, you know, sort of hardline health outcomes like that. So I would say this to the answer, can sleep struggles or insomnia affect our health? If we define health as well-being, how we feel any given day, absolutely. I mean, that's why we have this channel. Like, there's no question about it. It can have a big impact on our well-being, the struggle, that is. But if we define it as kind of like morbidity, like illness or mortality, or that we die for any reason, like early death, like some things like that, there's no evidence whatsoever that the sleep struggles has any impact. There's no evidence that little sleep or insomnia causes any health issues. So I, you know, again, I want to point that out. Now, you know, this is kind of silly to go to this one too, but I thought we really should, because it's sort of baked into Kathleen's question too. Is like Kathleen's sort of saying like, I feel this way, and feeling this way, can this impact my health? And I would say it actually is sort of silly, but it becomes the same way. Like poor well-being when we're not feeling well, you know, can that affect our health? Well, if you define it as well-being, then of course it does. We already said that, right? But again, if this define health as like, again, sort of morbidity, mortality, there's no evidence that poor well-being causes any health problems. So just want to put that out there as well. And that alone can be really reassuring to hear. So we remain with this question. Why does Kathleen feel like a different person when not sleeping well or for particularly long? You know, why does Kathleen feel like completely different? And I want to answer this question by sort of a thought experiment. You know, if we imagine a person that has like no relationship to sleep or being awake at night, you know, somebody who's never really struggled with sleep or isn't struggling with sleep. And when we say that we're gonna imagine that we're gonna make this person stay awake for a whole night, you know, we're just gonna keep them awake for a whole night. And then we're gonna ask this person, how do you feel? Now, if you play this out in your mind, if we ask this person, random person that we kept up a whole night, how they feel, think about what you think they will say. And by the way, if you've been up all night, you know, at some point in your life because you were studying all night or you pulled it all out, you were out with your friends, you were just having a good time, you were up all night, think about how you felt then. And probably you're going to see that the answer is something like tired and maybe sleepy. You know, when we have been up the entire night for a reason that like we enjoyed it or we had to some obligation, the next day we typically do feel tired and perhaps a bit and perhaps sleepy, but mostly we just feel a bit more tired. Often surprisingly, we don't feel that much different actually from when we slept, you know, but we do typically feel a bit tired and sleepy. Now, here comes the key question. Again, going back to our thought experiment, how did this person that we kept up all night, or ourselves in the past or something like that, how did they not feel? What are we not hearing? We're not hearing this. We're not hearing this person say, it feels like the world is collapsing, you know? I have a low energy, lack of motivation. I feel depressed, sad, anxious, hopeless, depleted. My brain is hurting. Why isn't that? We kept this person up the entire night. Why are they not reporting this? Well, as you can sort of tell here, this is because what we see here, these are emotions. This is an emotional response. It is nothing that is, you know, comes from staying awake or not sleeping, or poor quality sleep for that matter. This is an emotional response that comes from what we think that it means that we didn't sleep enough or didn't sleep well. In other words, when we have this, like, I call it tokenization, when being awake at night or sleeping has started to have some type of meaning, this can happen. For example, when sleeping means equals I'm well, you know, and little sleep means I'm unwell. We can have this roller coaster like experience. In other words, when we, you know, slept well and we think, oh, this means I'm whole, there's nothing wrong with me, you know, I have no problems, like I'm fine, I'm going to be fine, then we feel light, you know, we feel good, right? But when we sleep little or have poor quality sleep and we think that means I'm ill, something is wrong with me, I'm never going to get better, you know, something like that, then we feel heavy, sad, anxious, we don't know what to do, right? So it's the interpretation, the narrative, the story around what happened at night, that is what really determines how we feel the following day. And when we see this, you know, things can really, really change. And this like tokenization goes away. There's no meaning, there's no narrative. And when that happens, when both a night of sleeping and a night of little sleep, when both of them mean I'm well, I'm whole, there's nothing wrong with me. Maybe we're up because we're frazzled or anxious or something else, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with us. Then we just feel tired if we didn't sleep that much, because the story is gone and that emotional response is no longer there. I hope this made a lot of sense to you, Kylene, and anyone else who's had a similar experience. I mean, to actually make a specific episode on this, an Insomnia Insight episode at some point in the future, because I think it's really, really valuable because it's such a common experience. But I will pause there. I hope you have a really wonderful weekend. As always, if you are feeling like yourself again, thanks to the free content here, thanks to the inner work you've done on your own, that is wonderful. Please share it with us. However, if you find it difficult to connect the dots, if you're not feeling like yourself and you'd like to have some support, some guidance, maybe join a community of people, then check our website. Check our website. And if you decide to join one of our programs, then we look forward to seeing you on the other side. That was it for today. Look forward to having you back next week. And again, have a nice weekend. Bye now.